بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
لله الأسماء الحسنى ندعوه بها، لله الأسماء الحسنى ندعوه بها.
Perform even after the poetry slam ended at 2 o'clock this morning. I hope all of you got a good night's sleep by then. But anyway, so this poem here is about how the world is coming to realize what is happening around them, and slowly, country by country, city by city, people are awakening and... Sorry about that. People are awakening and they are revolting against all the evil in the world, and there is everything going as predicted by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi, and... eventually Imam Mahdi will arrive, inshallah. May Allah hasten his reappearance, and may Allah allow that we be ready for him. If I forgot to mention, this poem is called Order in the Court of Allah. As-salamu alaykum, fellow companions of Islam. Aren't all of us waiting for the final imam? The liberation of the world has finally come. While we wait, let me share a few words of wisdom. The world is falling apart in 2012, according to Fox, indicating that this world will soon be nothing but rocks, but the world is finally coming to its former glory. Now when the imam arrives, evil will be only left as a bedtime story. Fox is predicting that the sun will destroy earth with its strong suction, but here's the catch. Fox is predicting only its own destruction. As foretold about 2,000 years ago, the world around this time will be cleansed and aglow. And after the day of judgment, good above and evil below. Now it has happened before our very eyes. Islam is beginning to grow. Practiced by the people against the governments around the world are overthrowing tyrants harder than the earth has ever twirled. Blessing of Allah, don't call it karma. Spreading the thought with a single ayah, more and more circle the Kaaba. This is the reclaimed order, the light at the end of the corridor. Breaking down Israel, our very own starter of another world war. Protests from UK to the Middle East, white millions walking in the streets screaming that they have no justice and no peace. And so many countries like Arabia, look closely, did some stirring in Australia, and now the Wall Street incident here in America. Seeing all those brave people has to move your heart, and protests held in places like the Zionist centers and Walmart. Now you tell me, is the world really tearing itself apart? Zionists here, Zionists there, Zionists always in our hair, I really doubt they care. But the Imam rises to greet them with an army, revive, finally everything is worth what we strive. Now we come with an army of the commanders of 313, and we trap the evil smack dab in between, and we finally reach the day of reckoning. The world will be clean, it will be the best day the world has ever seen. Many will be martyred like a Nainawa, bodies lying on the field like in Karbala. Now, I'll be talking about a famous world leader here, so... MashaAllah, if you get the reference. He likes to spread lies, swears to God, yes, he also likes to ignore the consequences of what he said. Now he's saying, oh, don't worry, let's make a perfect Islam. Fine, it's fine, wallahi. Let's just knock down all the shrines of Jannat al-Bakhi and all become Wahhabi. Yeah, everything is super, super good. I mean, let's just spray the barrels to get them stuck in Hollywood. Says the guy who disrespects wearing rings, eating dinner in the Kaaba with all these other kings. It does haram in public, amongst other things. Says who? The guy who has endless greed. So many personas, but all Yazid. Got his people in fear, though nobody would know it. When will they open their eyes and overthrow it? Eventually, those who now have power will see their great error. In the hour, they will tremble in fear for the fire that devours, and they will stand before Allah and begin to cower. Their body parts testify against what they have done. Their mouth says with me many lies, I would go on and on. Their hands would say with me many Muslims' lives were torn. Their ears would say through me, Shaitan whispers sweet nothings and empty promises. And their eyes would say, I used to watch people die and did nothing. And on they become more and more terrified, saying over and over, why was it Allah I chose to defy? Hey, here's a splendid idea, why don't you turn, run and hide? But he's frozen in place, his legs would not move no matter how much he tried. His book of sins far outweighs his book of bad deeds. a good deeds. Because he went for worldly desires instead of spiritual needs, and for lying with his evil tongue, and planting the devil's seed, and watering with his actions his hypocritical trees, and he realizes what his hands have sent ahead when he finally sees. Those in hell will be burning, screaming in pain for help, but nobody listens. All of a sudden, they see heaven's doors glisten, the doors of heaven open widely, invitingly. All in hell run for heaven madly, and they reach the doors to enter paradise. But all of a sudden, to their surprise, BAM! The doors close in their faces, and then they are left in the hotter part of hell of all places. Now, the soon the world will come to order in the court of Allah. We will be accepted well if we strive hard like our very own Asadullah and the rest of the family of our beloved Rasulullah. Now, the choice of standing up is as simple as heaven and hell. If it depends on where you would decide you want to dwell. Now just think over these words that I have brought, but choose carefully and soon. There is no second thought. Now for the Imam of the time, please say a thunderous salawat. Now, alright, so it appears that we're out of time, so inshallah. Inshallah, we'll see you. I'll see you perhaps next year. Salawat. So